Okay, let us now see how you can manipulate models in ARIS. We again go to the caterer database here, and it's a group called main group. Under that one we have a number of other subgroups. Let us take organization as here. And now there's just a very simple model here in organization. It's just indeed a model fragment. A realistic model would certainly be much larger, it would include relationships and so on. But the purpose here is only to show how you can use the tool for manipulating models, so we keep it small and simple. Well, first, of course, as in any drawing tool, you are able to click and drag like this. And in order to add new elements here, you can use these icons here up to the right. Let me take this one, it's an organizational unit, and add one more. You just click it, drag it out here, and then you click again, and then you write the name of the organizational unit. Could, for example, be Research and Development Department. Write it there, then you can move it out like that. So that is very straightforward, as you would do in any drawing tool. And let us see what starts to be a bit different here is that now you have a number of elements here in this model. And these elements can also called objects. They can be shown here in the navigation bar. If I click here on objects here to the top left, like this, then the objects are shown here. And you will see that this will be quite useful later on when models are interacting with each other. Then let me just also show how what you could do in order to create a completely new model. Let us say that you would like to create a new organization model here. Then I right click here, organization, new model. And here you get the number of models that you can create. Now we have this ARIS house. If you remember, we had organization on the top, data, control flow processes, functions, and products down here. In order to see if we'd like to create a new organization model, we should click up here, then we'll see what are the available organization models. And let us choose here, for example, like organizational chart. Could just here to illustrate, if you choose all of these, then you will get a very large number of different models. You can see these are all the different possible models that you can create. But let us go back then and say that we would have some new organizational model, and then we choose organizational chart. Click there. You should name it and just call it something like organizational model. And I say OK here, and then we have got a new model here, organizational model called, and I can just as before click here and get a new thing here and write the names and so on. So you see the basic idea behind this.